On Monday, we're all focused. We're ready to go. By Friday, we're out of the studio, other places. We're watching the snow. We're looking at things. I'm just trying to get things together here. Let me play a little bit of a highlight this morning.
1-2 the count. Bob Feller, the only Indians pitcher with 18 strikeouts in a game. Back on October 2nd of 1938, Tigers doubleheader game one. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got it with the hard stuff. 18 strikeouts for Corey Kluber. As good as he's ever been. And he'll walk off the mound with a two-run lead. 2-0 Tribe heading to the bottom half of the eighth inning.
Well, let's get a first-hand account from Jim Rosenhaus, who's with Tim Alcorn in Goodyear, Arizona. Jim, I'm curious, you know, a lot of times with the way the games work out and with working with Tom Hamilton, he gets kind of those later inning things where everything's heating up, important things happening. Tell me a little bit about the opportunity then to call that pitch and strikeout from Corey Kluber.
Well, you always like to be a part of big moments, and I forget, Tom had the night off that night, and it was fun. I mean, you saw that game develop. You had two things going, all the strikeouts, and then he had a no-hitter going into that game late before old friend Johnny Peralta broke it up late in the game. So there was a lot going on in that night, and you just hope that you can allow the crowd to come in and convey the historical context there, and that's why we brought in the Feller note about his big game against the Tigers way back when. So you don't want to miss anything, but you don't want to overdo it either. You want to make sure the fans have some room to enjoy it there a little bit.
Well, obviously an enjoyable moment. And Rosie, first of all, as we wind down Wahoo Week, the eighth here in Goodyear, Arizona, for me personally, 10th overall. Huge thank you to you and Curtis, Bart Swain, Bobby D, everybody who's involved in making this very special week possible. I know there's a lot of joking and ribbing and kidding going on throughout the week, but it's a fabulous week. We love it here on WEOL every year. Thanks to you guys.
Well, great job, Tim, especially considering we gave you no information leading up to this week. And you still, we just wanted to test you to see if you could get through without the information that everyone else had.
Yep. Get to the airport. Everybody else has something. I don't even know what hotel I'm staying at.
We just figured you knew. You're a veteran.
But I try to be once in a while. You know, there truly is a sense of optimism in this camp this year. I mean, they came oh so close last year to postseason. I know that was frustrating. But the back half of the year, I think, is what has spurred everybody on into this spring training, and especially with the staff. We heard the highlight from Corey Kluber there, but with Kluber, Carrasco, Salazar, I mean, the deck is stacked for this team to do very well.
It is, and I think every spring the team feels good about itself. But you're at a point now with Kipnis, Brantley, Gomes, Kluber, Allen. These guys have been here for a while. And now they're in the prime of their careers, and they're in a good spot contract-wise. They're in a good spot age and experience-wise. They have some pretty good resumes from what they've done in past seasons. So I think that optimism is legit, and it's just a matter of the surrounding players, the players who could play key roles on this team. You may say they're complementary roles, but how do you fill out that roster around those players we just talked about? And have they done enough? I think the offseason has gone well in terms of some additions with Napoli, Davis, and most recently Juan Uribe to really fill out this team with some good things to make a run at it.
So how do you get off to that good start? That's been the question all week.
I talked to Cody Allen about that yesterday, and I joked because he said he brought that up before we started going. He said, you know, we need to get off to a good start. I said, has anybody mentioned that at all? And he looked at me like I was crazy. And I said, you know, I'm joking. But I asked him, I said, how – we talk about it all the time because it's what we do. But I said, how much do they talk about it in there? He goes, oh, believe me, we know we have to get off to a good start. So it is something that they don't talk about every day, but they're acutely aware of it.
Well, your broadcast partner all summer long, Tom Hamilton, was here the other day, and he talked about the fact with this pitching staff, it's hard to believe that they'll fall 6, 7, 8 games below 500 early on. There's just there's just too many quality arms to have that happen.
Yeah, I have to interrupt this program right now because, Tim, you used the phrase hard to believe, and we have gone almost the entire hour without using that phrase.
I'm sorry
about that. And by the way,
did somebody just win money back there?
No, he has to run laps. So before the game today, whatever, you got to make sure he's running out there and do some sprints over there. We tried to get this through, but it's not. By the way, our news is coming up shortly here too, so we got to wrap things up out there in Goodyear, Arizona, this morning, Tim.
We'll let Rosie answer the question.
The Mickey Callaway was saying because they've been better in the second half. The pitching has gotten better as the season has gone along. So I asked him. I said, "Hey, how are you concerned at all about a slower start? Sometimes, not that they ease into it, but they're better at the end than they are at the beginning." So he says they're doing some things this spring to try and even it out a little bit and make sure that they're as good as they are at the end, or at least close to that in the beginning, because we've seen some slower starts, and then you get a couple of starts under the belt, and it settles in, and everything looks good. So it's a challenge.
Well, again, to you, Joel, Curtis, Bobby, everybody, great week. We appreciate it.
Tim, it's always great to have you out here. Good to see you.
See you opening day.
You got it, man.
All right, Jim Rosenhaus joining us here at the table. All right, guys, now we'll throw it back to you and get some news in and more to come from Goodyear, Arizona, as part of our Wahoo Week coverage on AM 930 WEOL.